Like Chile on the Tongue. Written by Lise Ap Adin. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Katekyo Hitman Reborn. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Xanthus Squallow. Also tagged for pegging, gender swap, and overtones of DS. Summary, Xanthus likes being on top. Part 4 of the Choice series. Squallow's eyes felt like they were about to pop out of their sockets. "Oh, sweet Jesus, boss," he said, staring. Xanthus' lips peeled back from her teeth. "Yes?" She leaned back on her elbows. "Mother naked. Was there something you wanted to say?" Her eyes glittered beneath her lashes, practically daring him to object. Squallow swallowed hard. And here he thought that thing with the cock ring had been exciting. Maybe he should have seen this one coming, when it'd become clear that she was digging into the catalogs. "Well," she said. He wet his lips. "No, boss." Xanthus arched an eyebrow. "No." Her voice was husky, practically a purr. The thing was nestled between her thighs, jutting out from them. Thick and blunt. He couldn't see any straps holding it in place, which meant that the other end was... "Oh, fuck," he moaned as his cock throbbed in his pants. "Boss." Dantis's eyes passed over him, head to toe. She smiled, lips curling slowly, and crooked a finger at him. "Come here." Squallow stumbled his way to the bed, knees weak just from looking at her, and stopped short when she grunted at him. "Boss," he said, breathless with the anticipation singing through him. Xanthus' eyes moved over him again. "Strip." "Yes, boss," he said, even as he scrambled to obey the order, struggling out of his shirt and hopping on first one foot and then the other as he tugged his boots off. Her eyes stayed on him until he'd shucked out of his pants and underwear, hooded under her lashes. "Mmm," she said when he was finally naked. "Eager, aren't you?" Squallow took pride in the fact that he had only ever given her the truth, and so he nodded, not entirely trusting his voice for the answer. Xanthus huffed, but the sound of it was grudgingly pleased. "If you're so eager, then suck it." Squallow couldn't move immediately because something in his brain shorted out just at the thought. "Boss." His voice was hoarse in his own ears. She made an impatient sound and spread her knees wide, gesturing. "Don't keep me waiting." "No, boss," Squallow said, and lost no more time scrambling onto the bed with her and kneeling between her thighs. From this angle, he could see how it fit into her, the pearly white thickness of it, holding her open and gleaming slickly where her body folded around it. "Oh, God," he whispered. Xanthus made an impatient sound, and he bent his head down to stroke his tongue against the base of it, tracing the tip of it against her skin and the dildo, tasting her on it. Xanthus's breath hitched at that, and she spread her thighs wider, tilting her hips up as he explored the shape of it with his tongue. It was thick, fitting snugly against her clit, and tapered to a stylized head that was smooth under his lips. Xanthus watched him run his mouth over the smooth column of it. Her eyes were dark. She kept them fixed on him, avid as he ran his tongue around the head. "Go on, then." Squallow obeyed. It was thick enough to fill his mouth and stretch his lips as he stroked his mouth down the shaft, taking as much of it as he could before pulling back, slow, letting his lips drag against the smooth silicone of it. Xanthus watched him, cupping a hand around one of her breasts and playing with it as Squallow bobbed his head over the dildo. "That really the best you can do?" She said it like a dare, but reached her other hand down to him, resting it against the back of his head, heavy. Squallow groaned as the weight of it demanded more of him. He sucked in a breath as her hand guided him down the dildo, and it nudged the back of his throat. It had been a long fucking time since he'd had to do something like this. It was worth it for the way Xanthus's eyes flared and the sound she made when he relaxed his throat muscles and swallowed the thing, going all the way down it till his nose was pressed against her. "Look at you," she said, fingers curling in his hair as the scent of her filled his nostrils. Her hips lifted, pressing the dildo deeper, and she made an interested sound as it shifted against her. Squallow moaned, too, when her fingers tightened in his hair again, and she lifted him up. Not too far. He wasn't surprised when her hips rolled up again, sliding the dildo between his lips, fucking his throat. She groaned, her breath coming faster as she moved her hips, and his cock tightened between his legs. He reached a hand down to it, pressing his fingers against the base, going light-headed with the shallow breasts that were all he could manage as the dildo slid over his tongue, watching her. Xanthus's teeth were set against her lower lip, pressing down and chasing the color out of it, and her eyes went narrow as her breathing turned uneven. "Fuck," she said, breathless. "Fuck, fuck." Her skin was beginning to gleam, breasts shifting with every panting breath she took, but she didn't seem to be getting any closer. Finally, she hissed her frustration and said, "Give me your fucking fingers!" Squallow moaned around the dildo and curled his fingers around the base of it, pressing them against her clit. Xanthus groaned, hips rocking up and grinding against his fingers, and her entire body shook as she finally came. Squallow couldn't help whining, watching her, cock aching with how unbearably sexy she looked and sounded, dizzy with wanting her and how breathless he was. But he didn't move until Xanthus opened her eyes again, the gleam of them dark over the color of her cheeks, and showed her teeth as she pulled him the rest of the way off the thing. Squallow gasped for breath as it slipped free of his mouth. "Oh, fuck, boss," he said when he could manage it. Xanthus drew her knee up and planted a foot on his shoulder, pushing him over. "You can do better than that," she announced. Squallow pretended not to notice how husky her voice was, despite the petulance of her words. He caught the little tube as she pitched it at him. "Boss?" He glanced at the label. "Oh. Oh, yes! Get yourself ready for me." Then she seemed to stop and consider the order. "On your knees, so I can watch." Squallow couldn't help the sound he made at that. Hoarse. But it just made her smile. "Yes," he breathed, and rolled over to plant his knees against the mattress, spreading them wide as he flicked the cap of the lube open and slicked his fingers. The rhythm of Xanthus's breathing changed when he canted his hips up and reached down and back, turning faster as he stroked his fingers between his own cheeks. Squallow permitted himself a grin, since he had his forehead pressed against the sheets and his face tucked against his forearm, and gave her a show, circling his fingers slowly, working the muscles loose before he pressed the first one in. It'd been a long time since he'd done this, too. Thank fuck for muscle memory, and the fact that he could hear Xanthus's soft breaths behind him. He could imagine her eyes on him, watching him play with his own ass, stroking his fingers in and out of himself, spread open and wanton for her. That thought was almost hotter than the pressure of his fingers. It made him groan and his cock twitch, full and heavy between his legs. He wasn't surprised when Xanthus spoke, her voice rough. "How long are you gonna take?" Squallow let his fingers slip out of himself with a last flourishing twist that made him gasp. "I'm ready whenever you are, boss." The mattress dipped and moved as she did. Squallow moaned as her weight leaned against him, just briefly. Soft breasts pressed against his back, and the dildo smoothed against his hip while she retrieved the lube. "Boss." He craned his head, trying to get a look at her, and caught a glimpse of her sitting on her heels, wet fingers slipping over the dildo, meditatively slow. "Oh God, boss, please." "Mmm," she said, and moved again, coming up on her knees and reaching for him. Her hands closed on his hips, holding them, and her thumbs curved over his ass, spreading it wide. Squallow panted, closing his hands on the sheets and gripping them, and gasped at the first cool slide of the dildo stroking against him, rubbing between his cheeks. Xanthus made a sound behind him, a considering, thoughtful one, and moved her hips again, slowly. Squallow shuddered at the teasing thickness of the dildo as it moved against him, but not in him, taut with how close it was. "Boss, please," he groaned. "Please, I want it, please." "Do you really?" she asked, all idle curiosity except for the vibrant huskiness of her voice. "God, yes, please." Squallow groaned as she kept sliding it against him, deliberately slow. "Please, boss, put it in me. Fuck me, please." "Hmm." She drew back and Squallow moaned as the blunt head of the dildo came to rest against him. Xanthus gripped his hips tightly, holding him so that he couldn't push back against it. And he whined. She laughed. The sound of it was wicked and satisfied. "All right," she said, and pushed into him in one smooth movement. Squallow heard the sound that she made, breathless and pleased as her thighs pressed against his and she ground against him. But he couldn't focus on it, not when the sharp stretch of his muscles had all of his attention, and he was gasping for breath at the feeling of being filled up so completely. Then Xanthus drew back and rocked it into him again, before he'd had a chance to adjust to that first burning stretch. The feel of it was too raw to recognize as pleasure at first, which was probably the only thing that was keeping him from coming on the spot. He gasped for breath, gripping the sheets with white knuckles as Xanthus ground against him, making low, pleased sounds with every minute shift of her hips. Then Xanthus' fingers flexed against his hips, digging into them, and she made a sound that was low and hoarse. "Fuck," she said. "Fuck." The dildo ground deeper as she pressed against him, and the mattress shook as she shuddered, coming off again. Squallow closed his eyes, imagining it, how her back would be arched and her face would look, fierce in her pleasure and him on his knees for her, with that dildo buried in him, all the way to the hilt. "Boss," he moaned. "Boss, please." Her fingers dug into his hips. "Yeah," she said, voice gone smoky and deep. "Fuck yeah." Squallow's breath caught as she drew back, pulling almost all the way out of him, and escaped him on a cry as she thrust into him again, the dildo sliding in at just the right angle and raking pleasure up his spine. Xanthus grunted at him as he writhed in her hands, moaning in his throat as he tried to shift his hips and held him in place. "There, huh?" "Yes, please, oh!" Squallow moaned as she rocked into him again, fucking him in at that angle with hard, sharp thrusts that sent pleasure stabbing through him. "Fuck, boss!" She slammed into him again, faster and harder, and he lost it, all the world narrowing down to the fire that raced through him, turning him inside out with the force of it as he cried out, keening and wordless. Xanthus fucked him through it, hips pounding against his, dildo driving against the way his body tried to wring closed on it. She cursed as she did, the profanities rolling off her tongue in a fluid moan. Squallow sagged in her hands, gasping for breath as the short jerks of her thrusts sent sensation rolling through him, like aftershocks following an earthquake. Almost too much to stand when all of his nerves felt like they'd just been scoured clean. Xanthus just swore at him, too, and hitched his hips higher, holding them up as she fucked him, grinding against him and seeking her pleasure again, until she found it, and her voice faltered and fell silent. Squallow's hips stung as her fingernails dug into them, breaking the skin in a couple of places as she shook. His muscles felt like they were made of jelly. When she released her grip on him, Squallow sprawled against the bed, groaning as the dildo slid out of him, and sent one last shudder walking up his spine. "Fuck," he said, low and reverent. "God, boss." He forced himself to curl onto his side, away from the wreck of the sheets, so he could look at her. Xanthus was still panting, chest heaving and skin gleaming. As Squallow watched, she reached a hand that was trembling just a bit down and pulled the thing out of her. Squallow couldn't help the little sound of appreciation he made as she did, especially at the sight of the bulbous shape of the end that had been inside her, large and glistening with how wet she'd gotten. No wonder she'd ground against him so hard. That thing must have been pressing against all the right places. Xanthus looked at it for a moment, and then dropped it, snorting. "A lot of work just to get off," she said, sounding vaguely dissatisfied. Squallow stepped on the stab of his disappointment. "I guess so." She flicked a glance at him, one that was indecipherable. Then she snorted again. "I'll have to get one with a vibrator in it." She settled herself against her pillows and stretched, long and hard, and spread her knees again as she gave him a pointed look. "Get your lazy ass over here and make yourself useful." Squallow knew he was grinning and couldn't make himself stop. "Yes, boss," he said, as he marshaled his wobbly muscles and shifted himself over to bury his face between her thighs. He really was the luckiest bastard in the world. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for me and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!